What's up, everybody? This is the part of the show where we get all responsive and administrative and tell you what you've been hearing musically over the course of the show. Heard Robin Hitchcock, Mexican God from his brand new Jewels for Sophia, containing one of the better lines I've heard in this song recently. Time will destroy you like a Mexican God, and knowing a few Mexican gods as I do, I can say that's true. Five Style Roundup, their self-titled album on Sub Pop, was the previous number. Rumor has it they're going to be playing live, they're going to be issuing some new music, so just keep an eye out. Open the show up with Promise Ring, Emergency, Emergency from Very Everything. It is Very Everything, I think.
No, it's Very Emergency.
Very Emergency is the album, and they...
Seamless recovery.
They played a show yesterday, and you missed it, probably, at Illinois Wesleyan University. It was a really great show. I mean, it was free. It was out in the sunlight. It's kind of strange to be seeing bands out in the sunlight. But it was a phenomenal bill, given that it was free and it was happening on a quad. You know,
Paris, Texas was, I'd never seen them before. They were just great.
Yes. Local Heroes, Very Secretary, phenomenal, of course. They're playing.
They really, really sounded good yesterday.
Yeah, and they're playing in Peoria tonight, so I don't believe they're within range of a radio. But good show, lads. In fact, it was a jolly good show. They're playing out and around. Oh, they're going to New York this week, which is pretty cool. They're playing at CMJ in New York and then doing a couple club dates around New York, which is rather cool. Matt Trupia's neck will be doing shows over the next course of the next couple seconds here in Champaign. And yeah, rocking. New Promise Ring, available in stores the 21st, or you can mail order it and get it right away from the Jade Tree website.
Well, it'll probably take about the same amount of time at this point.
I don't know. Mike got his already. Mike's nice. Got his already.
I think
already,
the release date is the 21st. I mean, given it's just the 12th right now, you know?
You probably get it.
Yeah.
I don't think. I think it's 7 to 10 days, so. If it comes before 9, you get it 2 days early.
Something to make your life a little less empty.
For those times when we're not there.
Yeah. All right, it's about 11:17 on What Jail Is Like, WEFT Champagne's.
That's Jail Standard Time.
Improvisational comedy life sentence. What we're going to do for you right now is tell you about some events going on in the area, more things that can make your life a little less empty. You can go there and pretend that we're there, and you'll know all the things that we think about them, so you can think those same things while you were experiencing the actual thing. Things going on in the community, community outreach, all the details, all the truth. Super happy fun time, public service announcements.
Matt got the microphone lodged in his throat. Get out. Just cut. Oh, man. Oh. Yo. Is that ramen noodle on there? How far down did you have that? Yikes.
Audio footnote for all the other WEFT employees who do shows in the studio. It's mic 2 that he's on, so stay away from that one.
Woohoo! You actually gagged on the pullout.
Well, I like to actually submerge the microphone into my soul so as to increase it to maximum funkiness potential. And in doing so, the process is quite painful. And
I understand.
Sometimes pulls out a few stray ramen noodles.
Audio footnote, going back in a historical direction, those of you who are longtime listeners of the show know what's in Matt's soul, and it ain't funky, so I don't know where he's putting that microphone. It must be making a left at the liver or something.
Don't say that so loud.
It's an audio footnote. He's not allowed in here.
He's got the place bugged. Have you checked underneath the tables? We need to sweep.
I bugged his bugs. Don't worry about it.
Oh, wow. Cool. I'm leaving.
And audio footnote.
All right, here's a PSA, I think, from the Illustrious Eight, I'm going to guess, because it's on the back of their now past rave PSA. So I'm just going to read this. I'm just guessing it's from the Illustrious Eight. These are just things that you as a community should know. Top 10 puppies. There's two lists. One only goes to 8. One goes to 9. So, Snoopy. This is in 1 to 10. This is from top to bottom. Snoopy, Porkchop, Scooby-Doo, Wishbone, Rimshot, Spike, Princess Slash, Peanut, Scrappy-Doo. He defends his friends. Honorable mention goes to Shark Dog. I don't know why they only had 8. I don't know why they only gave an honorable mention to Shark Dog.
Okay, see, look. I'm of the opinion that either you got to go all the way, you got to commit to the choice of Scrappy-Doo, or you got to take it all the way out there. I know there are a lot of people out there who absolutely detest Scrappy-Doo and, you know, just don't want anything to do with him. So he should be completely off the list. But if you are pro Scrappy-Doo, you got to be all the way with him.
He's got to be number
because,
one.
I mean, yeah, if you like Scrappy-Doo, I mean, I don't see how you can beat him with possibly Scooby-Doo is better. But, I mean, if you were a Scrappy-Doo fan, I don't think see how you can be anything less than a huge Scrappy-Doo fan. It's like, for me, when the AFI, or it wasn't the AFI, whoever the bunch of wanks were that put out that list of the 100 greatest novels of the last century. Yeah. And they had, like, Finnegan's Wake down at number 40. Now, I can understand detesting Finnegan's Wake or just finding it obscure and pointless, you know, and or I can understand finding, you know, a masterpiece for filled with depth and brilliance, you know, even just begun to be plumbed. But you can't put it at 40. Either it's a massive success or it's a colossal failure that achieves nothing. I don't see how it can be 40 at the middle of the list.
So then the second list has number one, Princess and Peanut, number two, Scooby-Doo. I'm just not smart enough to.
Well, you know how you felt there before? You know, when we were talking about Van Halen?
Yeah.
And kind of sat idly, waiting for some intelligence to spew forth so that you could latch onto it. And
yeah.
I don't. I was kind of riding in that.
Yeah, I felt
so wake a couple seconds ago. I mean,
you were waiting for some intelligence to spew forth.
No, he was actually waiting for some baseness.
Yeah, some kind of anti-intelligence. If that's a thing.
I think that was in Star Trek. I think that was episode 15. The anti-intelligence attack the Enterprise.
Oh, I've been infected.
I've got it. I finally figured out the shut up over there. Have your death scene somewhere else, Shatner? Who let Shatner in? Who let him in?
The anti-intelligence is surging through my veins. It won't be much longer.
Who let Shatner in? Get out. All right, anyway.
I'll kill you, Patrick Stewart.
I'm just going to snap his neck. All right. Now, anyway, I figured out the dichotomy. No, the dynamic of our relationship. Mark's the brains, and you and I spew forth nothing but pop culture. Not that Mark is not capable of pop culture, but we do so much.
Oh, my God,
of it
were
that
you there? I think it was last week when he was riffing on Spice Girls.
Well, yeah, but
he's
see,
like
but that was
out the references.
But did you notice? But
details?
Did you see how stunned we were? We were like two.
We were stunned. That's
two
true.
Stunned mullets. We were. We had no idea what was going on. But
just the vision of like two mullets just sitting, not people, just mullets, and they're stunned. Like, what does a mullet look like when it's stunned? It's absolutely terrifying.
Have you ever seen
Micronaut's
hair?
A little frizzy.
Whew.
Number one on the second list is Princess Slash Peanut. Princess Peanut? Where's that from? What dog is that? Somebody do some research on that. Scooby-Doo, if you know, call during the next musical break. Scooby-Doo, Scrappy-Doo. So there you go.
Okay.
Scooby-Doo, Scrappy-Doo. Rimshot from Ernest Saves Christmas. They've clarified there. Snoopy, Porkchop from Rocko's Modern Life. Shark Dog from Eek the Cat. Spike from Rugrats. And Wishbone. Then on the bottom, best albums I have / had. Number one, Ani DiFranco's Little Plastic Castles. Mm-hmm. Number two, Old School versus New School. Number three, Happy to Be Hardcore 3. Number four, Blur Park Life. Mm-hmm. Number five, Busta Rhymes Extinction Level Event. Number six, D'Angelo. Number seven, Outkast. Number eight, Nas. So here you go.
Nas.
Nas.
That's a pretty diverse collection. That's a lot of diverse
crap.
That's not all crap.
No, it's not all crap. Blur Park Life's good.
My little brother likes Outkast a lot.
I like your little brother a lot.
I don't understand.
But that's despite the
how could it be a best album that I had? Like, it was the best one I ever owned until I had to,
well,
to
you
give it up.
Gotta buy, you know, those kids gotta buy the vapor rub to put on their eyes.
I couldn't provide a good enough
so
home.
So they can go to their rave.
So I had to give it up.
I love the Illustrious Eight.
All respect to the
Illustrious Eight. I love them.
Like, if we organized an event, I mean, like, they put together a rave. Like, if the three of us put together an event, but it would just be like us sitting in a circle. Yeah, you blow. Come and tell other people they really suck.
Wildly entertaining. And they get to look at us and we're hot. And you can look at us too on the web, naked.
Oh, boy. Just do a search for Eric Ramson naked.
I'm sure they're out there. It's just, but they're faked. It's pictures of my head on Pamela Anderson's body.
The Veterans Leadership Program of Illinois, a private, non-for-profit organization, is conducting a free employment workshop in partnership with and sponsored by the Illinois Department of Employment Security. The workshop is open to all to veterans from all eras and branches of service, including National Guard and Reserves. So if you're a Civil War vet, you haven't been working for a while, what they're saying is if you're a veteran, you know, hop on down. They're willing to
literally hop. I mean.
Yes, exactly. An outreach coordinator will conduct the workshop and explain the step-by-step procedure for filling out state job application forms. Step one, have eyes. Step two, have pen. Step three, write your name where it asks name.
Fill in blanks with appropriate information.
And provide current data and information for what state job titles. What are you doing?
I just thought, I didn't know where that sentence was going, and it's like, provide the data. No, your name is Lou. It's Lou. like, what do I put here? Your name is Lou, sir. Let me see your driver's license. Yes, Lou.
Information about what state job titles are most viable to test and apply for in the East Central Illinois area. It's a really great sentence. Let me read it again. It'll provide information about which state job titles are the most viable to test and apply for in the East Central Illinois area. So basically what they're going to be doing is looking you up and down and seeing if you got a shot at like any particular job in the
mayor.
State government. No, I'm sorry. Black men aren't allowed to be mayor, sir. Move on along. You know, that's... You know, I'm sorry, you've got no arms. You're not going to work out as fireman.
Why does my microphone smell like urine? On a related note.
Because you jammed it so far down you.
All the time, urine.
Okay, Yoda.
All I'm saying is don't trust this outreach coordinator. There's a lot of things you can do that this outreach coordinator
right.
doesn't know about.
You can wield a hose without arms. Just wrap it around your neck and torso.
Yes.
And spin.
Spin.
Spin. Ooh. Does the person have no arms or do they have stumpies?
No arms.
No arms, okay. Did I just say stumpies?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so horrible.
I'm just as shocked as you.
I don't know where that came from.
The workshop will be hosted by the Urbana IETC office in the conference room at 1008 West University Avenue in Urbana, Illinois. The workshop will last about 3 hours, so it's going to take them about 3 hours to explain filling out the application form. And argue the guy without the arms down. No! No! It's not going to work out!
WEFT fact number 19. WEFT members, listeners who contribute at least $40, the lector can serve on WEFT's board of members. Board of directors, I'm sorry. We take you now to the listener who contributed $600,000 to the What Gels Like Fund last Saturday night.
So the people who, $40, they get to vote and they get to be on the board of directors. So what do I get? I contributed $60,000.
Well, what do we got?
Some hardcore...
Golden calf.
Anal...
Did we throw...
I can spoon real well. Did... What's... A collective high five, maybe from all
yeah, we
of
could
us?
Do that. No,
like one of those cheesy ones where you jump up and high five.
Yeah, we could do that. Or how about we could autograph your nipples?
I'm still thinking something anal. I mean, that's a lot of money.
Is it too late to withdraw my contribution? And
shut up.
Write it out to the illustrious eight instead.
Well, definitely.
Yes,
anal.
Yes, we spent it.
We spent it.
Why don't we get Juarez from
Juarez?
Juarez, we need a favor from you. You can call him Alice.
So that's a little fun fact to know about our happy WEFT radio station community.
Okay, I wasn't done with mine, so let me provide the rest of the information.
You know, you're always so vague about your endings. You kind of trail and leave everybody hanging in suspense.
The workshop will last about 3 hours and begin at 9 a.m. on September 24th, 1999. Interested veterans may call 333-5700, extension 360 or 361. They offer you both options. So if zeros make you freak out and think of the void, go for the one. It's cool. You can choose that. You know, it's a whole.
But one is the loneliest number.
They've hacked binary. Yeah. Veterans should bring a copy of their DD-214, official military discharge form, some form of photo identification, and a black ink pen.
Sir, it says here that you're still serving, and you should be over somewhere in the Middle East right now.
Sir, why is this?
Oh, Jesus.
Why is this? form slightly moist.
That's because, you know why that is? That's because I carried the legs of my best buddy out of that river.
You mean?
Oh, the rest of them stayed. The rest of them.
It says here you ripped the legs off on purpose because you needed...
It says here you were a park ranger.
You needed some kind of brace for your own broken leg, so you ripped off two legs of your...
So what do I get to be a fireman or not?
To brace your own broken leg.
You don't have any legs.
And it says that all you did was sprain your ankle, and then subsequently your own legs were blown off, so...
I want to be a fireman. Do I get to be a fireman or not?
You can be a cowboy.
All right.
Here's some sunglasses.
So you ripped his legs off with your own bare hands on purpose, right?
13 times.
I confirm or deny nothing.
Hand and foot reflexology, Friday, October 1st. Parkland College will offer a hand and foot reflexology workshop Friday, October 1st from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's a really long day. At the if you don't have a job, that is.
Yeah, any job assistance.
Well, it's Friday, it's 9, I don't got anything to do. Yeah. Business Development Center, 206A West Anthony Drive, Champaign. Participants will learn hands-on, in quotes. This is making it sound more and more like a clandestine brothel. Learn hands-on techniques to help release tensions. If that was in quotes, we'd have a problem.
That'd be great.
To help release tensions and increase circulation throughout the entire body. Where do I want to get aroused. What part of my foot can I touch? Like, there's one creepy old guy who's there like, I'll rub your feet. Nah. Is it? It's under the toe. By working on specific points on the hands and feet. Sir, that's not part of my foot. Please stop rubbing that. Please, you're making me uncomfortable.
You need to rub it anyhow.
You are, even though you are succeeding in increasing circulation. The fee is, I didn't look this far. I don't want to make the joke, so please, I'm just going to cut it off now. The fee is $69. For registration information, call 217-351-2235. Yeah.
Are you serious?
The fee is $69.
That thing's for real?
It's. Well, I mean, you're getting 7 hours of rubbing. That's something. A hooker would charge you like a lot more than that.
That's a lot of rubbing.
That's $250 worth of rubbing.
At least. Seed speaking. Cecilia Vicuña, MillerCon Performance Talk, September 21st.
How many times in a row are you going to go?
Oh, as many as
just kidding.
Goddamn, please. September 21st, Tuesday, 1999, 7:30 p.m. Reception follows immediately after the event. Chilean-born, New York-based poet and installation performance artist Cecilia Vicuña will visit Crennard Art Museum as a Miller Endowment. Let me tell you, that Miller's endowed.
Woo! Top heavy. Don't know how she stands up with such tiny little feet.
Visiting scholar in September. She will work on a project on behalf of Seeds, developing a prototype web-based component to take to Santiago, Chile. I'm really not good at reading these things straight. I wish that they were just completely based on jokes. Because actually reading the facts bores me, and quite frankly, I'm not very good at it. More than 30 years ago, Vicuña...
We now take you to the language processing centers of Matt Trupia's brain. Words... Guys, what's that weird line over the end?
Number, that's no good. Baseball, that's got a big bassy sound to it. Even sounds
hey,
like
shut
bass.
Up back there, I'm trying to figure out this PSA. Vicuña. Oh, damn, his eyes moved on 3 paragraphs right now. I'm going to catch up. Cut back.
Vicuña rhymes with petunia. Petunia sounds like tuna. Tuna melt. Vicuña conceived the idea to give people from all walks of life, from school.
What did you just say?
What?
Oh, I thought you said Vicuña conceived people from all walks of life. I thought you said conceived people from all life. You were talking fast and I missed the idea to give.
These are seed speakings. The natural environment in Chile was in peril then and is in worse condition today.
You are like just jumping like you just left out.
Just the facts. I'm a very efficient speaker. Vicuña kept the project alive throughout years of exile by planting.
You just skipped stuff again.
No, I didn't.
You didn't say it in worse condition today.
I did before you interrupted
but
me.
But then you didn't say from school children to politicians an opportunity to contemplate native seeds and create forests and gardens.
Oh, jeez, there's a whole line.
Yeah,
there.
You like really missed a whole lot of stuff. I'm just confused.
Has agreed to host the project in the year 2000.
Nice. Skip to the end. Make it short and pithy.
Well, you know, year 2000. That's. I felt that was the most important part.
It is. Mark?
Something's going to happen in the year 2000 involving Chile. That's the information
Mark,
that I need to know.
Do you have any more?
Okay. No, your university. The university.
Die.
All right. Yeah, I got no problem with the facts. I'll give it all to you. Smooth. Just follow my rhythm and it'll be fine.
Oh, I need a shower.
Let's see. Well, my second PSA was going to be one where I made fun of two diseases that I haven't heard of, but then I figure, all right, if we got people out there who were calling up yelling at us for making fun of the Mickey Mouse Club, we may actually have somebody with these diseases.
Unless
out there.
Disease actually enables you, prohibits you from using the phone, in which case we're probably home free.
Yeah. So instead, I'm going to do the following. CU Symphony Concert Talks, Wednesday, September 29th. Music lovers will have the opportunity to discuss their favorite topic with Stephen Larson, conductor of the CU Symphony, during a series of pre-concert talks co-sponsored by Parkland College and VIP Advantage. We take you now to somebody discussing their favorite topic with Stephen Larson, conductor of the CU Symphony, but it's not a topic necessarily appropriate for the pre-concert talks.
So then I take her in the back room, right?
And
she's like,
me. "Oh, no, excuse
I
me, pardon me.
Do this,
excuse me. I need to."
And I'm like, "Yeah, right, you don't, okay. You little symphony hoe." Huh?
All right, sir, I just would like to speak about.
Yeah, just take,
I
just
wanted to talk to you about the bassoon. I just wanted to talk.
Take it off, and
she's
I'm like,
"She's wearing a tube top."
She's like, "I'm yeah."
Wait, no. But what about reed instruments?
Bend it over, you know. Take
reed,
off. Wait,
whoa, hey.
I like those.
Excuse me, sir. What about
boots?
The fifth movement?
That's a nice.
What do you think? What do you think about light
it's
motifs?
A nice touch those combat boots.
Hello, excuse me. Ooh, did she leave them on the whole time?
Just like I asked.
No, I mean, but what about the bassoon?
So I'm like nice and easy, like a flute, you know, like a little delicate.
Oh,
but then
I like flutes.
Then like you know the tuba coming on strong and deep afterwards.
Did you punch her?
No.
Like a tuba?
Shh, dude.
Click.
The first talk is scheduled for Wednesday, September 29th from 2 to 3:30 p.m. at Provena Covenant Medical Center, 1400 West Park, Urbana, because nothing gets me talking about music like being in a medical center.
Seriously.
Oh, look at that man on crutches. You know, that makes me think.
look at that giant pulsating goiter.
Oh, wow. That man doesn't have any arms. He won't be riding with any Valkyries anytime soon, will he? He'd fall right off. The fee is $3 for the discussion only. $22.50 for the discussion. And a ticket to the next CU Symphony concert. So I don't know. It's $3 for the discussion only. And then like $19 more for the discussion and a ticket for what you're actually supposed to be talking about. So they're really kind of encouraging you to show up and have nothing really to say. I don't think that's such a good strategy on their part. But for registration information, call 351-2571.
It's just listening to the recycling ambiance.
Yes. The garbage for WEFT is usually taken out during our show. I don't know.
Which is really a problem when Troopy is like not paying attention because... Next thing we know, he's out on the curb. We gotta go get
well,
him.
Well, I like garbage.
During a musical break.
I came from garbage. I like living amongst the garbage. And any chance I get to actually dwell in the garbage.
Audio footnote, multicultural corner. In France, they call it garbage. End audio footnote.
So, you know, when I get to rub myself in garbage, it's an opportunity that I seize instantly.
It's like, I don't know, we leave orange peels all over the place because that's just part of what we do. You know, we need orange peels just lying all over the place because
yeah,
every once in a while we pick
it
up, ooh, orange peel, and mash it in our face or chew on it. There's lots of things you can do with an orange peel, and they're always cleaning them up and throwing them away. So we got to be pretty vigilant when the garbage is taken out. Anyway, big problem. The bottles were just recently being taken care of, but they are taken care of. So what I need you to do right about now in the smoothest segue ever done in this damn planet is give us a call at 359-9338 and give us a suggestion. Question four, the Radio Herald.
The Radio Herald is a, at this point, probably about 15-minute piece. 18-minute piece of radio theater, which will spawn before your eyes from much like a...
And not in a Todd McFarlane sort of way.
No, much more in like a...
much more in like when Neil Gaiman writes him in issue 9.
Yes, there'll be comic book references... I hate when you do that. He grabs my uvula while I'm talking.
That's a very nice uvula.
Anyway, get your hands out of my mouth. It'll be just growing before your eyes, all from the word or phrase that you will call up and give us now, and it will be comedic goodness and narratively pleasing, and it'll probably have a hoe in it. So here we go to some music, and you call us.
359-9338.
Woo!